Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Lost to the Past, was written by Tim Gustafson. Upset with the corruption and extravagance plaguing his kingdom, Korea's King Yongjo decided to change things. In a classic case of throwing out the baby with the bathwater, he banned the traditional art of gold thread embroidery as excessively opulent. Soon, knowledge of that intricate process vanished into the past. In 2011, Professor Simeonok wanted to reclaim that long-lost tradition, surmising that gold leaf had been glued onto mulberry paper and then hand-cut into slender strands. She was able to recreate the process, reviving an ancient art form. In the Book of Exodus, we learn of the extravagant measures employed to construct the tabernacle, including gold thread to make Aaron's priestly garments. Skilled craftsmen hammered out thin sheets of gold and cut strands to be worked into the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen. What happened to all that exquisite craftsmanship? Did the garments simply wear out? Were they eventually carried off as plunder? Was it all in vain? Not at all. Every aspect of the effort was done because God had given specific instructions to do it. God has given each of us something to do as well. It may be a simple act of kindness, something to give back to Him as we serve each other. We need not concern ourselves with what will happen to our efforts in the end. Any task done for our Father becomes a thread extending into eternity. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 39, verses 1 through 7. From the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, they made woven garments for ministering in the sanctuary. They also made sacred garments for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses. They made the ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen. They hammered out thin sheets of gold and cut strands to be worked into the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, the work of skilled hands. They made shoulder pieces for the ephod, which were attached to two of its corners, so it could be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband was like it, of one piece with the ephod and made with gold and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. They mounted the onyx stones in gold filigree settings and engraved them like a seal with the names of the sons of Israel. Then they fastened them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, show us the gifts you've given us. Help us to not be ashamed of them and hide them from others, but to use them proudly in service to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.